Welcome to our podcast, where we are offering the best from Temple Solel in Paradise Valley, Arizona. Hear our clergy team of Rabbi John Linder, Rabbi Debbie Steele, and cantorial soloist Todd Herzog share their weekly insights from our Shabbat services and beyond. Temple Solel is a vibrant and engaged Reform community grounded in relationships and deeds, and elevated by Shabbat and Torah. We welcome all who seek a connection to Jewish life, regardless of religious background, race, ethnicity, gender, socioeconomic status, ability, age, sexual orientation, and gender identity. Don't forget to subscribe to get a notification for our next episode. Find more information at www.templesolel.org.
So Judaism has been around for a long time, right? 3,000 plus years. And in that time, not only have we developed our, you know, official stories that are in the Bible and in the Talmud and beyond, but there is a very rich tradition of folk stories. And some of these folk stories are very fantastical and have magic in them, and are clearly meant to entertain, and others are meant to instruct and educate us. And some stories are true stories that are just passed down from generation to generation, either from a long time ago or maybe even not very long time ago. The stories are about, you know, every possible topic under the sky, but a lot of stories are about Shabbat and about there's a story, for example, about a family that was so poor, how were they going to celebrate Shabbat? And they, you know, you want to make Shabbat a nice holiday and have a nice meal, and they couldn't do that, but then they found a fish, and when they cut open the fish, there was a jewel, and suddenly they had a beautiful Shabbat. So there are a lot of stories about Shabbat, and one of the reasons is because it's so important, right? I mean, we're taught really to try to orient our week towards Shabbat, that it's a very important day because it's a holy day that we have every week. You know, what an amazing gift. And I love that. I love the ability to know Shabbat is coming and we're going to be on the Bima and you guys are going to be here. And it's just so nice to gather together for Shabbat. So here is a story about Shabbat. And it's about a rabbi, Rabbi Aryeh Levin, who really lived. He died in 1969. He was born sometime around the beginning of the 1900s. He was born in Lithuania, and he came to live in Jerusalem before there was the state of Israel, when it was just Palestine. And he comes there, and he settles in an area of Jerusalem. And he wants to make this area of Jerusalem very Jewish. And this is an area, by the way, that's still there. It's a community. It's near Machane Yehuda. Those of you who have been to Machane Yehuda know what I'm talking about when I say Machane Yehuda. For those of you who haven't been, Machane Yehuda is an outdoor market. It's a very interesting place, very different from Fry's supermarket or Bosch's or anything like that. Anyway, so this rabbi wanted his area, his Jewish area, to have a feeling of Shabbat on Shabbat. And this was a rabbi who was beloved by the people who were in his synagogue and by people who weren't, because he was kind, he was modest, he was humble, just a sweet, learned man. And so he decided to go to every single shop owner in his neighborhood and ask them if they would please close their doors for Shabbat. He wanted Shabbat to be a time that was quiet and for it to feel different than the rest of the week. And for those of you who have been to Jerusalem, you know that Jerusalem sort of has this feeling. There are many fewer cars on Shabbat, in Jerusalem, on Friday afternoon, the flower stands come out. You get your flowers for Shabbat. You get challah. And it's wonderful. And Rabbi Aryeh Levin is one of those people who helped to create that atmosphere. So he went around to every shop owner in his area and he said, please, will you close your doors from Friday late afternoon through Saturday evening? Let's have a Shabbat. Let's be in synagogue or with family. Let's have a peaceful, quiet time. And little by little, he got every single shop owner to agree, except one. And this one shop owner said, I'm not religious, I don't practice Shabbat, and Shabbat is actually a really important time for me to have my store open, because since all the others are closed, I get a lot of business on Shabbat. He had a grocery store, so it was very useful to have it open on Shabbat. No matter how much Aryeh Levin talked to this man, they couldn't see eye to eye. All right. So one Friday afternoon, Rabbi Levin is getting ready to go to Shabbat services, and he gets on his nice clothes for the Sabbath. He grabs his siddur, his prayer book, and he starts to head to the shul. And then he turns and goes in the other direction. And he decides instead to go to this store, this one open store. And he walks into the store, and he says to the store owner, Shabbat Shalom. And the man is utterly surprised to see the rabbi there as Shabbat begins, but felt honored and said, Shabbat Shalom. And the rabbi said, I wonder, do you mind if I sit for a while? Could I rest here? And the man said, of course, Rabbi, of course. And he brought over a stool, and the rabbi sat, and the rabbi sat, and the rabbi sat. Meanwhile, services are going on in his shul, but he just sat Friday evening in this little store, and he watched people come in and out and in and out, gathering all sorts of things. And finally, after an hour and a half of this, having not said a word, the rabbi gets up, and he says to the store owner, Shabbat Shalom, and he leaves. And the store owner just can't believe this. First off, a rabbi on Shabbat in his store, what is going on? So on Sunday, when Shabbat was over, he finds out where the rabbi lives, and he goes and he knocks on the door. And the rabbi invites him in. And the store owner says, Rabbi, I have to know what was going on. What were you doing in my store on Shabbat? And the rabbi said, well, you're always telling me that it's really important to you to have your store open, that it's important for your livelihood. You need it open. I decided I wanted to see for myself. And now, having been there, having seen how busy you are on Shabbat and how important it is to you, okay, I'm not going to ask you anymore to close your store on Shabbat. So they finished their conversation, and the man went on his way. But that's not the end of the story, because from then on, that shop owner closed his shop every Shabbat.